It was the general fund, and our budget, I believe, last year was $8.3 million.
So bottom line is, you're bringing a lot more money.
Bringing four times more than we.
Senator Frank?
So are you saying you want to hold my bill again? Is that what you're saying?
Well, when you.
All right, all right.
Buy such a good vehicle for all these ideas.
Yeah, that's right. We probably need to tighten the title up, too.
Well, you should have done that before you got.
This is a bad track.
Okay, the remaining bills on our schedule will stay on our schedule. They'll be carried forward. We have another committee starting.
I think we're ready for the other one. If you're ready to do the permanent fund, we're ready to take care of that one.
Have we dealt with it as far as hearing process and everything else?
Yeah.
Where are we?
Are we ready, Tom? Can we do it in a few minutes?
E32, Steve?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
We could try.
I'm not going to stay, but two more minutes.
If you can do it in 2 minutes. Let's just see how it goes.
We've got to go down the resources, and I got to get ready for that. What is this thing?
Seen it before.
Yeah, numerous times. Okay, let's go on to Senate Bill 232 then. Senator Frank?
This is the bill we had up last week or the week before that mirrors the bill we had last year to make people that are convicted of a felony or incarcerated for the third time as a misdemeanor ineligible for permanent fund dividends. And we had held the bill last time to look at being able to bring the Child Support Enforcement Division into it, and we had been advised that by our attorney that there was constitutional problems of some sort, and we had their attorneys working with our attorneys, and I think my staff can bring us more well up to speed than I can on where exactly the attorneys have come down on this issue.
Senator, it looks like I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7 people that are all, it looks like, department people on this bill. I don't think we're going to be able to get it done and be able to make resources in 10 minutes. If you want to start, we can go ahead and start, but I don't think we're going to get there.
Are they signed up to testify or to ask
questions? Any of these people out of town?
No. Public safety, health and social services, permanent fund, post-secondary commission, corrections, and law. Senator Donnelly?
Can I just ask one question? I voted for this last year, and I support it again. But in the overview, Senator Frank, the pool of people who would become ineligible are people who are convicted of a felony in a given year, and is it in a given year incarcerated for their third or subsequent misdemeanor conviction, or is it, in other words, is the modifier of just in that given year apply just to the felony folks, or is it apply
for the third time misdemeanor?
Okay, so it wouldn't like remove their eligibility for more than just that given year for the third time misdemeanor?
Correct.
Okay. Actually, you know, I support going a lot farther than this, but this is a step there.
Mm-hmm. Senator, do you want to move your CS so we have it adopted?
I would move the CS and ask unanimous consent.
Without objection, the CS dated 2/27/96 Cook is before us as the markup vehicle. I think we're going to have to go ahead and hold this one on the table and come back to it because we do have a lot of.
Okay. All right. I tried.
The remaining bills on today's agenda will be carried forward. Hopefully, we'll be able to meet on Thursday. You're meeting Wednesday, right? We're adjourned.